This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Government announces public holiday for 2 days a week beginning from 15th of May. Ruling coalition parties direct party lines not to forge electoral alliances with other parties except for the ruling ones. Health Ministry urges people to get booster dose against COVID-19. And Myanmar military court jails leader Aung San Suu Kyi for corruption. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to give regular public holiday for 2 days a week beginning from the 15th of May on trial basis. Unveiling the latest decision of the cabinet meeting today, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Vadurkarki, said the government has decided to grant holidays on Saturday and Sunday. However, the office hours have been extended from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on working days. Minister Karki shared that a talk team would be formed under the Finance Ministry to finalize the draft relating to a subsidized loan of $80 million to be received from the World Bank for the drinking water, good governance and infrastructure support project. Similarly, the government fixed the support price of wheat at 3,165 rupees per quintal for the current fiscal year. It has completely banned the import of tin goods falling under the category of less necessary and luxury products and those harmful to health. A meeting of the ruling five-party alliance has directed the respective subordinate bodies to implement agreements reached with the ruling parties regarding the May 13th local-level election. The meeting, chaired by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa, decided to enforce the agreements among the ruling parties. Issuing a seven-point directive, the meeting called the rebel leaders to withdraw their candidacies at 6 metropolises and 11 sub-metropolises. Similarly, the meeting decided not to force electoral alliances with any political party outside the ruling alliance and to cancel if any electoral alliance had been forced against it. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devin Rupudil has promised to solve the problems seen in the Secondary Education Examination, SEE. Talking to journalists after inspecting the SEE being conducted at local Locksmith Secondary School in Chitwan today, Minister Rupudil said the government had forwarded the necessary process so that the teaching learning schedule would not be disturbed due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, has expanded existing domestic flight time to 18 hours a day so as to manage growing air traffic at the Tribhuvan International Airport. Director General Engineer Pradeep Adhikari informed that the international airport had made necessary preparations to operate domestic flights up to 18 hours per day in 6 airports in the Torai region from tomorrow. The CAN has decided to run the airport from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight in Bhadrapur, Biratnagar, Janakpur, Simara, Bhairava, Nepalganj and Dhangari. The Election Commission has dispatched 3.4 million ballot papers to 22 districts of the mountainous region. Joint Secretary at the Commission, Tulsi Bahadur Shrestha, said the printing of ballot papers was at the final phase. He further added that out of 19.4 million ballot papers necessary for the local level election, the commission had already printed 18.7 million ballot papers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यहीले नै मजाले चलाउने।
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The health ministry has urged people who have received a full dose of the COVID-19 to receive a booster dose. At the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Sangeeta Mishra, requested all over 18 to take a booster dose. She said one could receive a booster dose after 3 months of the last dose of the vaccine they received. Spokesperson Dr. Mishra asked people to follow health safety protocols strictly, citing increasing cases of virus infection in neighboring countries. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 11 people were electrocuted and 15 others injured during a religious procession held by a temple in Tamil Nadu in southern India. The accident occurred early today when the temple chariot came in contact with a high transmission line wire in Thanjavur district. 2 children were among the dead. Officials say the toll could rise as some of the injured were in critical condition. The police have opened an investigation into the accident. A court in Myanmar has found former leader Aung San Suu Kyi guilty of corruption. On Wednesday, a junta court found her guilty of taking $600,000 bribe in the form of cash and gold bars from the former head of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city and region. She was sentenced to 5 years in jail for the latest charge. The latest conviction takes her total prison sentence to 11 years, as she was previously found guilty for other offences. Suu Kyi has been under house arrest since February 2021 when a military coup ousted her elected government. Russian energy giant Gazprom says it has cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria over their refusal to pay in rubles. The European Union has accused Russia of using energy to blackmail countries supporting Ukraine. The EU has been holding emergency gas talks to decide how to respond to the mob. Meanwhile, Moscow has dismissed accusations it is using natural gas supplies to blackmail the European countries. According to the BBC, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Russia was a reliable energy supplier after Gazprom cut off supplies to Bulgaria and Poland over a payment row. Now, this general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government announces public holiday for 2 days a week beginning from 15th of May. Ruling coalition parties direct party lines not to force electoral alliances with other parties except for the ruling ones. Health Ministry urges people to get booster dose against COVID-19. And Myanmar military court jails leader Aung San Suu Kyi for corruption. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.